The Bay Area is booming. Since 2010, the region's population has grown at a faster rate than the entire state of California or the U.S. as a whole. All this growth comes with a lot of new construction, and that means we need a lot of cement. Cement is to concrete as flour is to bread. The powdery substance gets mixed with water and sand to form the concrete at the base of many of the Bay Area's bridges, tunnels, and buildings. KLW's Angela Johnston takes us to the local source of that essential ingredient.
Up in the Silicon Valley foothills, there's something that many Bay Area residents don't even know exists. It's deep, it's full of dirt.
It's a very large hole in the ground.
That's Carrie Saragusa, CEO of the Lehigh Southwest Cement Company, just outside Cupertino. And that hole he's talking about is truly very large. It's 650 feet deep and almost a quarter mile wide. The hole is a limestone quarry owned by Lehigh. And all around that hole is a factory that takes the mined limestone and converts it into cement.
We're pulverizing it, we're heating it, and then we pulverize it again, and that's what cement is.
Saragusa drives me all around the 7 square miles of cement plant in his black Jeep, showing me how it's done. It looks like we're on another world, a moonscape, or something from Mad Max. There are piles of gray dirt everywhere, rust-colored equipment and conveyor belts zigzag into domes with limestone deposits attached to them, hanging like dark gray stalactites. There's a 300-foot-tall stack in the middle, and attached to that is a massive metal tube that slowly rotates on its side. Saragusa says when it comes down to it, making cement isn't much different from what you see in the Flintstones.
And all it's doing is turning big rocks into little rocks.
And it's been happening here for a long time.
Henry Kaiser built this plant in 1939 to supply a large dam project at Shasta, Mount Shasta Dam.
Henry Kaiser actually named his health foundation after the creek that runs alongside the quarry. It's called Permanente Creek. Back then, this whole area was orchards and fields.
As you can imagine, in 1939, when this plant was built, there weren't very many houses. Not outside the gate, for sure, but not even in the whole South Bay Area.
But as Silicon Valley grew, homes and schools and later tech companies started popping up around the quarry. Now, there are millions of people who live around the Lehigh plant.
But the neat thing about having it near a metropolitan area is very conducive to providing product to the industry that uses us.
Saragusa says Lehigh produces roughly 90% of the cement used in concrete for Bay Area construction projects. The new 49ers stadium used Lehigh cement. So did the new span of the Bay Bridge. As the Bay Area builds more highways, hospitals, and bridges, Lehigh profits. But they also get more neighbors. And many of those neighbors are concerned. Bill Allman lives in Los Altos Hills, only a few miles away from the cement plant, and twice a month he has to wash his car with vinegar. His silver Toyota Corolla is coated in a very thin layer of limestone dust. You can't tell by looking at it, but if you rub your palm over the paint, it's there.
You can feel it?
Yeah. It won't come off with water.
The dust on Allman's car is actually particulate matter that comes from the blasts in the quarry.
But you also get dust down at the Cupertino side from the cement plant.
Okay.
And you get it also from the trucks.
Other neighbors complain it gets on their windows, the sides of their homes. But a dirty car is actually the least of Bill Allman's worries. There's what the plant is dumping in the creek that runs by his house, and what his neighbors' kids are inhaling when they play outside. Lehigh is regularly listed as one of the biggest Bay Area polluters. Allman tries to attend almost every public meeting there is about Lehigh.
Yes, we've been pressing the county, the city councils, the air district, the water board, etc. And I would say in the last 5 years, we've made a lot of progress.
And Allman is just one of hundreds of local citizens who keep a very close watch on the plant and its emissions.
And so at night I will hear this.
Paula Wallace lives in Cupertino, behind the cement plant. And this sound drives her crazy. She calls someone every time she sees or hears of a problem with the cement plant.
Because I want them to know that people are watching.
Unlike some of her neighbors, she's not worried that the plant will give her cancer or her children autism. There isn't enough scientific evidence out there to prove that, she says. But she thinks that Lehigh should be held to higher standards.
I mean, they're in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So if we're going to be neighbors, I want them to be the best neighbors they can be.
So Wallace asks questions. Like Bill Allman, she attends meetings and she watches.
If I watch this facility for not only my neighbors, myself, but also for the people of Cupertino and the larger Bay Area, then somebody else somewhere will take care of that creek that is running by their house and make sure that together we work on the little areas that we can, not taking on the world, but just taking on a small aspect of what we can do to benefit all of us.
But Allman, Wallace, and others are still concerned. One issue is water. Back in April, Lehigh was fined $7.5 million by the Environmental Protection Agency for dumping millions of gallons of toxic water into Permanente Creek. That creek flows into the San Francisco Bay. Another big issue is air quality. When the limestone is heated to make cement, chemicals like mercury, ammonia, and dioxins get released into the air. These chemicals can cause cancer and respiratory problems. In September, Lehigh made another settlement with the EPA for failing to report these toxic chemical emissions 5 years ago.
We're pretty sure that it's the most controlled cement plant in the nation.
That's Wayne Kino. He's the director of enforcement at the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. They have inspectors out at Lehigh at least once a week. But it's not just them. There's the EPA, the Santa Clara Valley Water District, the Department of Environmental Health. Lehigh is watched by at least 8 different regulatory agencies.
We make sure the monitors are monitoring accurately. We make sure that the facility is running, in meeting all the standards.
The Air Quality Management District also tests the air around Lehigh. They claim that the mercury levels are now at what they call background levels. Harmless, they say. The same concentrations you'd see in national parks. But Kino admits that's all because of citizens like Allman and Wallace.
I think having a passionate community is necessary for this process. And they provide us the ability to be able to go as far as we go. We have the most stringent rules in the world.
These regulatory agencies say they aren't trying to force Lehigh out of business. And Saragusa says Lehigh isn't trying to pull a fast one on the agencies. But he knows that's not the perception the public has.
The assumptions that our goal is to pollute on purpose, get away with as much as we can, and produce more than we're legally permitted to do. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
Saragusa says people like Paula Wallace and Bill Allman aren't invisible to him. During our tour of the cement plant, I asked him if he knows Bill Allman.
I told him that one of my goals was someday to have him get up in front of the Planning Commission and basically explain that we were doing a great job. That was my goal, is to someday have him actually get up there. I don't want a pat on the back, but I just have him acknowledge that we're doing the right things.
When I asked Bill Allman what he thought about that...
Do you think that could ever happen?
No, that won't happen. You've got this huge collision coming. We need to build more homes. We need to widen 280. We need to fix transportation. We need to put new schools in, not the current school. We need more schools, and it has to be in a very healthy environment that technology people are willing to work at.
And in the midst of all that, the cement plant keeps growing, supplying the foundations for a population that's grown up around it and isn't going to stop. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.